Okay, good morning, Precious Rabbi Krohn. We are on the bottom of Lamed Hey, Amid Beis. We'll backtrack a little bit because we were in the middle of a conversation. We'll start where it says Tashma, about a little bit after the start of the Gemara, and we'll go through the Lamed Hey just to start with. So we have been talking about the, from the previous Mishnah, we had learned that a Kohen, if someone makes a neder not to benefit from someone and that person is a Kohen, that Kohen is still allowed to do certain things on his behalf when it comes to karbanos or whatnot. So we had gone into a conversation about, does that mean that the Kohen is the effectively the agent of Hashem, or is the Kohen the agent of the individual? So if the Kohen is the agent of the individual, might mean that the Kohen would not be able to do these things for the person because he's giving him benefit. If the Kohen is the agent of Hashem, then potentially that would be why it would make sense that he would be permitted to still do some of these actions. So starting from Tashma, so this is trying to prove that the Kohanim are the agents of Hashem. The Tanan, we went to the Mishnah, Makarvel of Kinim Zavim, that you could bring bird offerings or for a Zav. So Iyamarta Shluchei Didan, if you want to say that the Kohanim are the agents of the individuals, Kamahanile, the Kohen is giving benefit to the individual. So that must prove that maybe the Kohanim are the agents of Hashem. V'litameich, and if you want to say that the Kohanim are the agents of Hashem, listi makrivel of karbanos. So the Mishnah should teach that he could bring all karbanos. So why does the Mishnah specifically single out only specific karbanos? It doesn't say you can do all karbanos, it says specific karbanos. Ela machsure karparashani. We're talking about the karbanos that are what's known as maksuri karparos. So it's not like a situation where someone did something that they should not have done, and therefore they require kapara as a result. But it's karbanos for things like if someone was a zav or a woman had a baby or something like that. All those types of actions where a karban is required in order for them to complete or be able to participate in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not. There's no kapara that's necessary. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, he taught Hakol Tzrichim Das, or Karbanos need Das, the person has to give consent, Chutz Mechsuri Kapara, except for this category. Sharei Adam may be Karban, Albanav Albanos of Akhtanim, because a person, a man, is allowed to bring a Karban for his sons and daughters who are below age. Shneamar Zos Toras Hazav, that it teaches the word Zos Toras. So when it says Zos Toras, what is the specific that we're learning from the add-on of those words? Ben gadol ben katan. It means when there's a zav, whether they are they're older or they're younger, whether an adult or a child. Elam ato Rabbi Yochanan. How would Rabbi Yochanan do with the next thing that also says zos taras, which is zos taras hayoledes? This is the Torah of yoledes that the woman has to bring a korban. So do we learn from this ben katana ben gadol? Do we learn from this whether she's above age or below age? Ktana bas leida, the ktana is too young. She can't, ktana can't have a child. Vatani Rabbi b'kamed Rab Nachman, that he taught shlosh nashim mashmas b'moch. There are three women who are allowed to use or expected to use some sort of contraception: ktana, a child, umu baris, a nursing woman, umenika. So ktana, a ktana must use uses contraception. Shema tisaber v'samos, because if she gives birth, she'll die. So what do we learn from this Zos Toras HaYoledes? Ahi Zos Toras HaYoledes, Ben Pikachas Ben Shota, whether she's competent or not competent. That if the woman is not competent, she can't add that maybe Karban al Ishto Shota, that the husband is responsible to being a Karban for his wife who is not competent. Kedivir Rabbi Huda, the Tana that he taught, Rabbi Huda Omer, Adam maybe Karban Asher al Ishto, that the man has to bring what's known as a karban asher for his wife, v'chol karbanos shechayeves, and all the karbanos that she's required to bring. And what it means by a karban asher is that certain karbanos are based upon the financial status of the individual. So if the individual is poor, they might bring a flower offering. If they're wealthy, they bring something else. So in this case, the man has to bring a karban that's based upon the man's level of financial ability. He can't say, well, my wife is penniless, therefore I'm going to bring a poor karban for her. He has to bring a karban that matches his level of status. That's why they refer to it as a karban, maybe a karban usher. So he has to bring all their karbanos that she's required to bring, and that excludes something that's like a voluntary karban. Why? Shaka kosev la, that is written in her ksuba. V'achrayas to islach alai, that any obligation you have on you, min kadamas tena, that I am responsible for even from before the day they got married. So Meisiv Rav Shimon Bar Abba, he comes back and he disagrees. Again, we're talking about the Kohanim, the agents of Hashem, or the agents of the human. Imaya Kohen, if the person who is not supposed to have benefit is a Kohen, Yizrach alav dam chataso, v'dam ashamo, he is still allowed to bring the dam asham and the dam of the dam chatas. So again, this baraisa doesn't say. So the earlier Mishnah where it says that they're allowed to bring other things, it seemed to imply they're able to bring all the different things related to a chatas or an asham. Why specifically are we talking about the dam of an asham and the dam of a chatas? We're not specifically saying that it's only the things that are machzere kapara, right? We're being less specific. We're saying dam chatas and dam asham. We're not saying dam chatas when it is a machzere kapara. The Gemara says, no, what we're really talking about here is dam chatas oshel mitzora. We're talking about a mitzora. Mitzora, clearly is machzere kapara, because it's only because of they had the skin ailment or that they had that they have to bring this chatas. The dam ashama oshel mitzora. Similarly, it's both cases, it's only about the mitzora. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Zosia Torah Mitzora. This is the halacha when it comes to Mitzora. Bein Gadol Ben Katan. And that teaches whether the person is a Katan or not. So if they're a Katan or an adult, in either case, when they're a Mitzora, that you have to bring this. So therefore, because what we learn out from this is because a Katan does not have Das, right? So you can't say that they require Das, right? So we said earlier that you require das, except when it is machzere kapara. So here we know that in this case, when it comes to mitzora, the katan doesn't require das, and because the katan doesn't require das, and you have the zos toras, which means for both a katan and a gadol, that you don't need das in either case. So therefore, we might think that based upon this, that the agent becomes the kohen becomes the agent of the individual, and no das is necessary. So Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, Kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash, Kohanim who brought a korban and made it pigle. Pigle is where they had an invalid intention. So, for example, they might have intended to take the do something in the, after the appropriate time or some other thing. So if they did something to make it pigle, mezidin chayav, if they did that on purpose, they're chayav, meaning they're chayav to reimburse the individual for the korban. Ha-shogim p'tur, but if they did it by mistake, they're putter, meaning they're not responsible to repay. Ela shepiglo pigle, but the korban is still pigle. So even though they did it by mistake, the korban is still invalid from a pigle perspective. So iamarta bishlamash lichli d'shmaya have. Now, if you're going to say that the kohanim are agents of Hashem, hainim shepiglo pigle, then it makes sense that whether they did it on purpose or not, that because the kohanim were acting as agents of Hashem, the fact that they did something incorrectly, whether they did it on purpose or not, that makes sense why the korbans are still pigle and invalid. But if you say the kohanim are the agents of the humans, amai pigle on pigle, so why would, if they're a shogeg, why would their korban still be pigle? Lay malay, the owner could say to him, I made you an agent in order to do it the right way and make my situation better, not to make it worse. So therefore, if the Kohen is your agent, the person's agent, and they do something that you don't want them to do, their agency is invalid, and therefore the pigle should not work, right? So if they're a human agent and they don't follow the human's intention, the pigle should not apply. If they're an agent of Hashem and they do something wrong, then it should make sense. Amre shiny gabi pigle. Maybe pigle is different. The Amr Kra, the pasuk says, lo yechashav lo, it will not be considered for him. Mikol makom, in any case, so regardless of how the Kohen achieves making something pigle, on purpose or not on purpose, it still becomes pigle. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Srichim Das, everyone needs Das in these cases, Mechusar Kapara, except for someone who is Mechusar Kapara, again, that a person is allowed to bring a korban for his sons and daughters who are too young to have das. And what Rabbi Yochanan is doing here is he's introducing a ruling, a novelty, which is known as danin efshar mishi efshar. So what he's basically going to say is because when it comes to children, they don't have das, and because of that, you're allowed to bring a korban for them because they don't have das. The same should all apply to adults, even though they do have das, right? So he's applying a novel ruling that you learn from the one case for the case that is not quite the same. So he's saying that because of that, that everyone, in all cases, adults or less than adults, you don't need to have das for this purpose, and you're learning it out from the children who don't need das. So Elam Ata, if you're going to follow this rule, Yevi Adam Chatas Chelev al Chavero. A person should be allowed to bring a chatas for eating chelev, which is a standard chatas. So it doesn't necessarily mean for eating chelev, but chelev is a very common reason for bringing chatas. Someone who by mistake ate chelev and forbidden fats, they have to bring a chatas. So when that is not a issue of Machzuri Kapara, because they actually did something invalid. So maybe you should be able to bring a chatas for eating chelev for someone without his knowledge. Shekein adam mevi al ishto shote, because a man is allowed to bring a korban chatas for his wife who's incompetent. K'der Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda taught. Alma amar Rabbi Elezer, hifresh chatas al chavero lo asa klum. But we learned that if someone brings a korban chatas chelev for someone else, they haven't done anything. So this is a question against Rabbi Yochanan's ruling. Rabbi Yochanan's against ruling is that you learn out from Danin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. He said because you learn from the children that they don't need das, you can learn from the adults. Here you should say the same thing, that because the shota is, you can bring a korban for the wife who is incompetent, you should be able to bring a korban for everybody else. But we learned specifically that that doesn't work, that you can't bring a korban chatas chelev for everybody. So the Gemara rejects this. Ishta shota hechi nami. How could you have a case of ishta shota who has to bring a korban chelev? Id acha kishi shota, if she ate the chelev when she did out of competency, it doesn't work. Lav bas korban, she's exempt. You know, she's not responsible for what she does when she is a shota. So let's say she ate it when she was competent, and then she lost her competency. This is similar to Achal Chelev, someone who ate Chelev, Vihifrish Karban, and then he brought a Karban, and then he lost his competency. Chazer Vinishpata, even though he got his competency back, Puzzle. Hoel Vinircha Yircha, that once it came into a state where it was not required anymore, it doesn't revert. So the fact that she was a shota at any point, the whole korban goes away. So there is no case really of a man bringing a korban chatas lelev for his wife who was a shota because it really can't exist. So we still have problems with what Rabbi Yochanan's decree of done in efshar mishi efshar. So elam atar, maybe we could argue with it from a different case. Yevi adam pesach lechaveru. Can a person bring a korban pesach on behalf of someone else? Why? Shekein adam mevi al banav al bnosav ektanim. Because a person is allowed to bring a korban pesach for sons and daughters who are below age. Now remember, when it comes to a korban pesach, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to register if you want to participate in a korban. You can't just go ahead and say, oh, I'm going to bring a korban pesach on behalf of this random person. But a person is allowed to bring a korban pesach for his children. Alma Amar Rabbi Eleazar. Why would he say, Hefrish Pesach Achaver Lo Asa Klum? So maybe we should learn the same thing. If he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for his younger children, we should follow Rabbi Yochanan's ruling and say that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for everybody. But we learned that you can't do that. You can't bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of everybody. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Selavei Savos Lav Doreisa. The whole concept of when you say selavei savos, having a sheep for your household, that does not from Bidareisa require you to go ahead and register the children. The children kind of don't have, nothing special has to be done for the children. So you can't really learn from this. Umimai, and how do we know this? I mean, the Tanakh in a somewhat famous Mishnah. Ha'omer Levana, if someone says to his children, to his sons, Harani Shochet Ala Pesach, I'm going to slaughter the Karmel Pesach, Al Mikshe Ala Mikher Mikshe Ala Yerushalayim. That he has five sons. He says, whoever gets to Yerushalayim first, I'm going to include you in my Karmel Pesach. And we learn, Kevin Chichnas Rishon Rosh of Arubo, once the first one gets to Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechalko V'Zacha Es Echavima, that all of the brothers all count. So even though he made this contest where they should all race to Yerushalayim, it didn't really do anything, because once the first one got there, then they all count. If you want to say that that you have to register the minor sons, Mida Araisa, Al Bisra Kaim V'Zachalu, how can this one son who arrived be also exempt all his brothers who didn't make it there? But what is the father really doing here? Why is he doing this? We think it doesn't really make a difference. He wants to incentivize them to be to run to Yerushalayim fast. It doesn't really do anything. It's kind of a game, right? They don't have to be registered midareisa, and therefore, when he tells them whoever gets here first is going to count, it doesn't really matter if one of them or none of them get there. They're all still going to count because it's really just to get them to run to Yerushalayim. How do we know this? Tani nami hachi ma'isa haya. There was once a case. V'kimu banos levanim, when the daughters got there first. V'nimsu banos zerizim v'banos shreilim. And we learn from this that the daughters were had zerizus, and the sons were more lazy. So it doesn't really affect anything practically. It's more was just to try to get the children to be more motivated to get to Yerushalayim quickly. So back in our Mishnah, we learned with Torah Mishumaso that the person who is not supposed to get benefit is allowed to separate truma on behalf of the other person. Ibailahus, they asked about this. Hatorah Mikshalo al Shilchadero, if what he's going to do is he's going to remove truma from his own produce for the other person. So you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, right? Shimon owes truma, and Reuven says, I'm going to take away from some of my own produce to satisfy Shimon's truma obligation, and Shimon's not allowed to get benefit from truma. Sarek Daito Alo, does he need his das or not? So forget about whether or not the neder is there. But if someone wants to, Reuven wants to take away from his own produce to benefit Shimon's truma obligation, does he need his das or not? Does he allow to do that? Mi amrinan kevan des chusulo. This is the classic case of zachen shel adam shel b'fanav. That if I'm walking down the street and I see the ability to do something on behalf of somebody that will benefit for them, I'm allowed to do it because I'm allowed to do benefit for them. So maybe the guy would be allowed to separate truma from Reuven's, allowed to separate truma from Reuven's produce to benefit Shimon because he's allowed to be zocha for him even though he's not there without his das. So therefore, lo tzarach das. O Dilma, maybe we want to say, mitzvah delehu, that if the mitzvah belongs to Shimon, and he wants to be able to do the mitzvah himself, and therefore you require his consent to do it. So we're going to try to answer this. So the question is, does he need das or not? Tashma, Torah mishumasa besmasra ladato. We learned in the Mishnah that the person who's not allowed to have benefit may separate truma and maestros with his das. So we're going to want to know, whose truma are we talking about? And whose das are we talking about? So remember, we have Reuven and Shimon, two distinct people. Are we talking about Reuven separating Reuven's produce for Shimon's truma? And then whose das do we need? Do we need Reuven's das or Shimon's das? But my asking, so what are we talking about? Ilema mi balakri al shel balakri. So balakri is the person who owns the thing that needs truma taken from it. So this would be Shimon in this case. So do we say that we're taking truma from Shimon's produce to satisfy Shimon's truma obligation, ludato midaman, and therefore you need Shimon's das. So Reuven is going to go ahead and take produce off of Shimon's produce to satisfy Shimon's obligation. Do you then need Shimon's das to do that? Ilemo del das delay. So how does that work? How can he do that without it? He must need Shimon's permission. Man shaviyek shaliach. How can he do that unless he's appointed an agent? What right do I have to go into Arnon's group of produce and take Arnon's produce away to give it for Truma, even though I'm doing it on his behalf, unless he makes me his agent? El Gladato de Balkri. He can only do it if he has Shimon's permission to do that or his knowledge to do that. Ha Kamanile, but if he does that, then he's basically getting benefit because he's making him an agent. Once Arnon approves of me taking his produce, he's making me an agent and getting benefit from them. The Kavi Shluchte, there he's not allowed to do that. So maybe Ela Mishalo Al Shel Keri. Maybe what we're talking about is the person wants to take Truma from Reuven, is going to take produce from his own to satisfy Shimon's obligation. Uladata Damanin, whose consent do you need to do that? Ilay Madil Das de Balkri. If again you need the Das of the person who, of Shimon's Das, the person who owns the food that needs Truma separated to free it up. Had Mahanile, he's again making him an agent. El Lav the Dat, not the Nafshe. But it has to be where the other person does it, only Reuven is doing it with his own initiative. He's not getting Shimon's consent to do that. Mishilo Torah Machavero, and he's separating Truma from Reuven's produce on behalf of Shimon. Via Marta Tzarech Das, and if you say you need Shimon's Das to do that, Ha'manile, then he's getting benefit. El says he's making him an agent. Once Shimon approves of Reuven doing it, he's making him an agent and getting benefit of it. El Lav Ein Tzarech Das, and maybe he doesn't need Das. So the Gemara says maybe Le'ola Michel Balkri al Balkri. Maybe it is from the produce, Shimon's produce, on behalf of Shimon's produce. Because Amar Rabba, maybe what he's doing is Omer Kol Rotsa Licho Yavo Vichom. He says whoever wants to do this can go ahead and do this. He's making it a free for all. Hachinami Omer. So too here in this case he's doing that, and therefore he's not explicitly making Reuven his agent because anybody can go ahead and do it.
Did you say that Das and Kavana were the same thing here?
Pretty much. I mean, it's basically approval or authorization, right? Baimine Rabbi Yirmi Rizera, Hatorah Mishalo Al Shalchaveiro. If someone takes produce from his own for benefit of his other person, Tovas Hana Shalmi. Who gets the ultimate benefit? This thing called Tovas Hana. Because, you know, if I want to give Truma, I could decide that I want to give it to Adam because he's my favorite Kohen. But you know, what also could happen is when I give it to Adam, I could also, one of Adam's relatives can say, you know what? I want Adam to benefit, so I'm going to give you $5 to give your Truma to Adam, so I can get some benefit from choosing my Kohen. So who gets that benefit? Is this the person who is taking away the produce, or is the person who is doing it on behalf? Mi amar aminar ilav peiros tahach. So if it weren't be for the Shimon's produce that or the person who separated its produce that has been made Truma, mi matkane karadahu. So if I had not taken away from my produce, would the other person's pile be now have the ability to be utilized, right? So Shimon's produce is forbidden until Truma is taken away. Odilma ilav kari, that if it wasn't for Shimon's produce, will have been parried to hadi Truma. So is it the benefit, should the benefit go to Reuven because he's the one who separated from his own produce, or should the benefit go to Shimon because he's the one who has the produce that needs Truma in order to free it up? So Armalei Amakra as called Tvuas Arecha V'Nasata, that you shall take the entire crop and you shall give. So the two things have to go together, that whoever's produce is being separated from should be the one who gets the ultimate benefit. So Eisveg, so we try to challenge this. Tomes Shumasaves Master Vodato, that he has to get consent. Via Marth Tomas Havas de Balakri, that if you're going to say that the person who is who's Shimon's stuff is going to be the one who gets this Tovas Hana, that he's going to get the $5 because the Truma is going to Adam. Ha Kamahanilei, that he's ultimately getting benefit. El Shmamina Tovas Hana Dilei. Maybe the Tovas Hana should go to the other person. It should go to the person who's separating it. So Armalei, Mishal Balkri, Al Shal Balkri. It has to be the case where it is the food of Shimon that it's being used to separate and free up the food of Shimon. Ludas de Balakri, and it has to be the consent of the Balakri. He has to also have consent. And how does he do it? Omer Kol Rotsa Litrom Yavel V'Yitrom. That he says, whoever wants to take Truma can go ahead and do it. So he makes it a free-for-all. He doesn't appoint him an agent. Tashmad Amrabu Amrabi Yochanan Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. So you have a case of someone who sacrifies an animal to be a korban. If something happens to it, then and you want to redeem it, you have to add a fifth. Or there's also a case where you have to bring tamura, we have to separate a different animal. So a makdish, the person who is the one who is was makdish the animal, is the one who has to add a fifth. Umiskaper osa tamura, and the one who gets the benefit of it is the one who has to substitute the animal. Vatorah mishalo, al she'eno shalo, and the one who separates for his own produce, for produce that is not his, tovasana shalo. So what this is trying to conclude is that the one who actually is doing the action is the one who's going to benefit. So in this case, it's saying that Reuven would get the Tovas Hana because he's separating from his own produce in this. So we'll pause here, and Mirza Shem next week, we'll pick up with the next daf.